This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra brings to you an uplifting and empowering message titled, How to Thank God in Difficult Times. Let's join in.
I've titled my sermon, How to Thank God in Difficult Times. Amen. One of the instructions that we are given in the Bible is that we are supposed to thank God at all times. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. What it means is that God is requiring us to give thanks in everything. Everything means every area of your life. For your children, for your schooling, for your grandchildren, for your job, for anything that happens, your health, you should give thanks. It also means that you should give thanks in good and bad times. It says in everything. Most of the time, we think that we're supposed to give thanks to God in good times. But here we are told that not only in good times, but also in bad times. But you will agree with me that it is very difficult to give thanks to God in bad times. To give thanks when you've had a breakthrough, maybe they paid you your bonus, big bonus. It's easy to smile. It's easy to give thanks. But what about if you have been laid off? Can you still give thanks? What about if you are sick? Can you still give thanks? That's the challenge. But here the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. In the good, the bad, and the ugly. So we are expected to give thanks to God, even in difficult times. Then the verse goes on to talk about why you must give thanks to God in everything. It says, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In other words, this is not an instruction that is coming from you. It's not dependent on your mood. It's not dependent on our circumstances. It's not dependent on whether we are happy or whether we are not happy. It says, this is the will of God. In other words, this is God's instruction. You know, there are some instructions in the Bible that don't benefit you. They benefit God only. It's not everything in the scripture that suits you. There are some things that suit God, but they don't suit us. And I believe that thanking God in difficult times must be one of the things that don't suit us, but suit God. So it's not everything that's to our benefit. There are some things that are to the benefit of God. In Matthew 6:9, when Jesus taught the Lord's Prayer, he said, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Then he said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So here the Bible says, it is God's will and instruction that we give thanks to him at all times. But you and I will both agree that it is not easy to thank God when you've had a miscarriage. It's not easy to thank God when you're going through a difficult time. But yet still the Bible says, in everything, we should give thanks. What can we do to give thanks to God at all times, even in bad times? How can we do it? I want us to examine a story, and this story is about Jesus. And I want you to know, when Jesus was in the world, he came as a human being. For verily, he took not on himself the form of an angel, but he took upon himself the form of a man. So he lived as a human being. So his responses and what they did were things that a human being can do. That's why in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, we are told, looking unto Jesus. In other words, he's an example, he's an icon, he's our inspiration. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He's the one who started it, he's the one who also finished it. So he is our example. So let us look at one example in the life of Jesus when Jesus gave thanks to God in a difficult time. You see, from John chapter 11, let's read that one. It talks about when Lazarus died. Verse 1, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Verse 3. Therefore, his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard it, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Verse 5 says, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So the fact that we are going through problems does not mean God has withdrawn his love. Sometimes we go through problems, but still God loves us. Hallelujah. So here was Jesus. He has been told that Lazarus is sick by two wonderful women who had been a blessing to him, blessed him in ministry in diverse ways, and they brought this announcement. Verse 6 says, when Jesus heard this, let's continue, he abode 3 days in the same place where he was. In other words, although he heard that Lazarus was sick, he didn't make any move. 3 days, he didn't respond to them. Sometimes you can pray and it looks as if God is not moving. But the fact that you think God is not moving does not mean God is not going to move. Maybe he's not moving according to your timetable, but definitely he'll make a move. The Bible says he stayed 3 days in the same place where he was. Finally, Jesus rose up to go to where Lazarus was. At that time, Lazarus had died. Verse 35, let's skip. So now Lazarus is there. Jesus has now arrived. Instead of coming to heal the guy, he's coming for the guy's funeral. So it looked like. Verse 35, the Bible says, Jesus wept. 36, some of the Jews said, behold, how he loved him. Others said, could not this man that opened the eyes of the blind have caused that this man should not have died? So some people saw, you know, in everything, some people see good sides, some people see bad sides. They are the optimists, they are the pessimists. The optimist said, look, oh, he really loved him. Others too said, this man is a wicked man. He should have been there. 38, the Bible says, Jesus therefore again, groaning himself, coming to the grave. It was a cave and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said unto them, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, he has been dead 4 days. Which means 4 days had passed since Jesus was informed that Lazarus was sick. He didn't come. Now the guy is dead. Verse 40, Jesus said, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. The glory of God in this context means the power of God. You know, if you want to see the glory of God and the power of God, the only way is through faith. One day I was praying and the Holy Ghost said to me, anytime you do something that is not by faith, it means you are in the flesh. But anytime you do something that is by faith, it means you are in the spirit. So faith is the key that launches us into the spirit realm. Verse 41, let's continue. So they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I like Jesus. Anytime he prayed, he never closed his eyes. Why? Somebody can even take your back when we are praying. That's why he always said, watch and pray. So this closing of eyes, I don't know where it came from, but Jesus never closed his eyes when he was praying. So he thanked the Lord and he said, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you hear me always. But because of the people who stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou dost send me. And when he had thus prayed, he cried with a loud voice in verse 43, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. His face was bound in a napkin. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. If you read this whole story, it talks about people's reaction to suffering and problems. And in the story, Martha, Mary, they were very sad because Lazarus had died. And throughout the whole story, nobody thanked God for the sickness of Lazarus. As for his death, forget it. But nobody thanked God. But here the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. It's difficult, but it's possible. So here were all these people who could not give thanks. Martha didn't give thanks. Mary didn't give thanks. All the disciples didn't give thanks. The only person who gave thanks in the whole story was Jesus. 41 says, so they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you. How to give thanks to God in difficult situations. You know, I can understand the situation because as human beings, it is very difficult to give thanks to God when things are not going well. And I think that humanly, it's understandable. There are a lot of responses. They are natural, but they are not spiritual. There's a difference between a natural response and a spiritual response. There are many natural responses that are understandable, but they are not spiritual responses. So we must understand that these were not spiritual responses. They were natural responses.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure not to miss tomorrow's episode as this exciting message continues.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
Somebody says, mind-blowing testimony during the lockdown period. It says, about 2 weeks before the national COVID lockdown, I came to see for prayer because I was being laid off at work. At that time, I owed the bank. My rent was due. I had no savings because I channeled all my resources into my building project. You prayed for me. After you prayed, initially nothing happened. Then I planned to relocate to the village and returned when the lockdown was lifted. I just had 5 days for my rent to expire, and then the miracle started. Firstly, through some divine means, a friend of mine was able to secure for me a free 3-bedroom gated house, and it was free. I did not know the owner of this house from anywhere. It was a big testimony. A total stranger blessed me with a free house, far bigger and nicer than where I used to live. May you receive some free things.
Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app on the go with a word. Mind works. The way you think eventually defines your life.
The first sign of a renewed mind is a practical mind. You are doing business, whatever business you are doing, look, you must be decisive. This is what I'm doing. Otherwise, don't make progress. It takes time to succeed at anything. And being decisive helps you to work at the same thing for many years. And a diligent man shall abound.
It is therefore imperative that you develop the right way of thinking. Kakrabading in this message series titled Mind Works will give you some principles that will guide your way of thinking in order to succeed in life. Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabading.org or make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakrabading.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.